朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有一点好像我们到台北去。
It's sort of like when we were in northern Thailand.
哎呀，我们是要去传福音啊。
We said we want to go there to preach the gospel.
我们从美国来的。
We come from America.
我们爱你们。
We love you.
哎呀，耶稣爱你们。
Jesus loves you.
上帝爱你们。
God loves you.
就先看看我们。
The native people look at us.
最高指挥官请我们吃饭的时候。
Their highest official, when they were treating us to dinner.
非常客气。
They were very courteous.
过了一天。
After one day,
他手下一个大官
one of his followers
是政治处的主任
is one of a high political figure.
他终于告诉我
Finally,
说李牧师，我坦白地告诉你
They said, Pastor Lee, I'm telling you this very frankly.
你们漂洋过海，经过那么几千里的跋涉来到我们中间，老实告诉你们，你们来的时候我们都怀疑你们
When you first came, traveling so many miles, we were suspicious.
你们是美国来的。
You come from America.
跟 CIA 一定有关系。
You must be from the CIA.
然后你们说你们都是台湾来的。
When you say you're all from Taiwan.
跟 KMT 一定有关系。
Then you must be related to the KMT.
但是发现你们国语都讲得不错。
But your Mandarin's all very good.
搞不好是统战部来的。
Perhaps you're from the United Front.
怀疑我们。
They were suspicious.
感谢主，日久见人心。
But we thank the Lord through the days they could see indeed our hearts.
但是也不太久，因为我们也不能在那边待太久。
But of course, we really weren't there that long.
一天的时间，他们改变他们的看法。
But just being there for one day, they changed their viewpoints.
因为我们有医生，我们有牙医，我们去真的关心他们。
Because among us was a physical doctor and a dentist.Who really took care of their needs?
有最高指挥官告诉我。
So the highest official told me.
他说李牧师
，Pastor Lee，
我们在你们的身上看见，请注意，他说看见耶稣基督牺牲的精神。
We can see the sacrificial spirit of Jesus from you all.
当年这些门徒不信任保罗。
Indeed, those disciples then did not trust Paul.
但是保罗怎么会知道那么清楚呢？
So how can Paul know of these things?
弟兄姊妹请注意，这是上帝直接在他身上做的工作。
So we must conclude that this is a direct working of God among him.
所以保罗一直对身体有非常敏锐的反应。
So Paul has a sensitivity towards the concept of a body.
所以他想到教会的时候，他就想到教会是他的身体。
When he thinks about the church, he thinks about the church as being his body.
在这里提到身体的时候，到底给我们有一些什么样的联想？
And when the word body appears, what kind of thoughts come to our mind?
因为我们知道从使徒行传以后，我们看教会。
Because when we look at the history of the church from Acts on,
我们在教会历史里面看教会，一直看到我们今天。
From church history until today,
我们看见人。越来越多的时候，我们难免会有一些制度，有一些组织。
Because as the number of believers increase, inevitably some kind of system of organization has to arise.
弟兄姊妹，一个教会到了四五百人
，When a church has grown to say 400 or 500,
不可能没有规矩。
It's impossible not to have rules.
所以我们需要有制度，我们需要有组织。
So we need a system and organization.
所以我们有这个目标，全民应当都当兵。
So we have to establish certain goals.
所以我们就强调每一个在教会里面的信徒都应该有一份的职分和侍奉。
We start to emphasize that all of us have to serve in the church.
不然的话，我们就觉得这个组织、这个制度不完美。
If not, then the system is not working.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我们从保罗的话，我们要提醒我们自己。
But from the words of Paul this morning, we need to remind ourselves.
Organization, 组织是重要的，也是必须的。
It is important and necessary to have organization.
但是如果我们忘记 教会是身体，我们这个组织有一天会僵化。
We need to understand that the church is a body also.
如果我们只讲 organization 而不讲到 organism, 讲到这个身体的有机体。
If we overemphasize the organization, then the organism will suffer.
所以我们需要生命的气息，生命的大能在教会的里面。
That is why we need the breath of life and the power of life in us.
如果我们今天只讲求组织，
If we only talk about organization today,
今天我们在北美很容易讲组织。
And this is a popular concept in North America.
因为今天在北美，我们讲效率的时候，我们必须从组织里面来看。
Because we are a nation that concentrates on efficiency.
前天晚上我听到一个见证。
Night before, I heard the following testimony.
他说：“李牧师，你知不知道这是中东战争
？”This person was talking about the Middle East war.
他说有一种的坦克车。
He said there's this kind of tank.
突然他们要在发动的时候。
When they wanted to start,
发现那坦克车里面 computer 的 software 出了问题。
They suddenly discovered a bug in the software operating the tank.
都急得不得了。
And they were very anxious.
这怎么办呢？马上从卫星就打电报回到美国。
So immediately they relayed this question through the satellite back to North America.
在美国经开的这个离开有好几千英里之外
，several thousand miles apart.
在那个 keyboard 上面。那个好好的打一下、哦、就找到毛病找到问题马上又从这个人造卫星打回去
And the programmers over here found the problem and then relayed the solution via the satellite back
他们发现那个坦克车一开动、哦、可以发动的时候哎呀他们所有的人放下一块石头
And when they inputted the new program the tank started and they all were relieved
在这里我们看一方面有组织和系统
So we see organization.
但是我们不要忘记，在整个冷酷的硬体的里面，还有很重要的软体的成分在当中。
So we need to understand the interaction between the hardware and the software.
那是人的思想。
This is the thinking of man.
那是人的聪明。
This is indeed man's wisdom.
今天我们需要上帝的爱，上帝的生命，在这一个教会的里面。
But then we need more the love of God and the wisdom of God.
当他这里提到身体的时候。
And when he mentioned the word body,
这里还没有提到肢体的关系。
He did not mention the interaction between various members.
他这个地方只提到生命的重点。
He is emphasizing the importance of life.
没有提到关系的重点。
He has not started talking about relations.
因为在罗马书十二章，在哥林多前书十二章，在那个地方，保罗才讲到身体彼此的关系。
In Romans chapter 12, as well as Corinthians chapter 12, he starts talking about the body in terms of relations.
教会是身体。
The church is a body.
但是他不是说单单教会是身体，他说教会是他的身体。
But he said the church is his body.
那当然我们一看到这里，我们马上，圣经很熟，那么耶稣基督就是教会的头。
We are very familiar with the scripture, so we immediately conclude, yes, Jesus is the head.
但弟兄姊妹，今天早上让我们好好的注意看一下。
But let us pay special attention this morning.
在这个地方，保罗并没有讲耶稣基督是教会的头。
Paul did not mention here that Jesus Christ is the head here.
一直到第五章二十三节的时候才提到基督是教会的头。
He waited until chapter 5 before he expounded on the theme that Jesus is the head of the body.
因为我们很习惯一看到。教会是基督的身体，所以我们就马上反过来，我们就发挥说耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Perhaps we are so familiar with chapter 5, verse 23, that Jesus is the head of the church, that when we see this verse, immediately we jump to that conclusion.
保罗在这里提到基督 他这里没有提到基督是教会的元首。
Paul did not mention here that Christ is the head of the body.
他在这里提到基督是万有的元首。
He mentioned here Christ is the head over everything.
我们把一章二十二节跟五章二十三节连在一起来看的时候
，When we put verse 22 of chapter 1 together with verse 23 of chapter 5,
我们看见耶稣基督有一个所谓的 double headship， 双重的元首性。
We suddenly discovered that Jesus Christ has a double headship.
在这里，我们不只是看见耶稣基督是教会的头。
Not only is he the head of the church,
但是我们不要忘记，弟兄姊妹，当我看到这些人的时候，我非常的兴奋。
And when I see this, I was so excited.
因为这个教会的元首也是万有的元首。
Because the head of the church is also the head over everything.
你懂我的意思吗？
Do you understand my thinking?
我在家里面是我家的元首。
When I'm at home,
假设
I'm the head of the family.
但是呢，我在我的公司，我不见得是我公司的元首。
But in my company, I am not the head of the company.
我们今天把耶稣基督太局限在一个小小的一个范围里面。
But perhaps we have limited Jesus in his role.
是的，我们承认你是元首。
Yes, we admit that you are the head.
但是我们不认识他也是万有的元首。
But we do not truly understand he is the head over everything.
弟兄姊妹，现在你能够了解为什么我们对这一段圣经的认识会影响到我们的祷告生活？
So do you understand how our understanding of this passage will influence how we pray?
我们对这一段圣经的认识可以影响到我们将来教会的发展。
Our understanding of this passage will influence how our church will develop.
因为教会是他的，这个他是万有的元首。
Because the church is his.And this he is the head over everything.
这个地方提到教会的地位。
Here it talks about the position of the
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
特别提到我们跟他的关系。
It reminds us of our relation with him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的一件事情，也是一个非常严重的一件事情。
This is so important and so serious.
你可以参加一个地上的教会。
You can join a church on earth.
你可以受洗。
You can be baptized.
你可以把你的名字放在教会的名册里面。
You can include your name in the church's roster.
但是如果你的名字，如果你跟神、跟基督没有直接生命的关系，还是空的。
But if you do not have a true living relation with Jesus, all this is still empty.
这是讲到教会的地位。
Here we mention the position of the church.
然后他说是那充满万有者所充满的。
When he also talked about the fullness of him who fills everything.
讲到教会的功用。
Talks about the function of the church.
为什么说是功用呢？
Why do I say this is a function?
前半句是讲到教会与基督的关系。
The first passage talks about the relation between the church and Christ.
后半句是讲到基督，这个教会和万有的关系。
The latter portion talks about the church relation with the rest of everything.
约翰福音一章十八节很熟悉的一节圣经告诉我们说，从来没有人看过神，只有父怀里的独生子把它表明出来。
John 1:18 is very familiar to us. No one has seen God; it's only His Son who has let us see Him.
我们今天看不到上帝。
Today we cannot see God.
所以我们把耶稣基督介绍给各位。
So that's why we introduce Jesus to you.
所以我们在圣经里面看到耶稣基督为我们留下来的一些信息、一些见证、一些榜样。哎呀，我们知道我们所信的神是怎么样一位神。
Through the scriptures, recordings of the workings and the words of Jesus, we can become to know him.
所以基督是上帝的流露和彰显。
So Christ is indeed the revelation of God.
在这里告诉我们说，教会是基督的流露和彰显。
So in this sense, then the church is the revelation of Jesus to the rest of the world.
我们可以从耶稣基督认识上帝。
Through Jesus Christ, we can know God.
下面那句话就很严重。
Then what follows is most serious.
今天的人要从教会来认识耶稣基督。
The rest of the world will know Jesus through the church.
这个叫做功用。
This is the function of the church.
照着保罗告诉我们。
And this is from Paul's teaching.
我们应该反射耶稣基督出来。
We need to reflect Jesus to others.
但是为什么今天教会却不能把耶稣基督流露出来？
Then why is it that the church today cannot reflect Jesus?
也是保罗在这里说是那充满万有者所充满，两次提到充满。
Paul here mentioned the word fullness and filling in twice.
在希腊文这个充满这个字，我觉得被一般人所忽略。
And perhaps the Greek word for fill here is something that we overlook.
在希腊文字是 pleroma 这个字，我觉得今天我们应该在主的面前强调、高举、追求这一句话。
Perhaps we have overlooked the Greek word for this word fill.
但是请问，今天人看到教会，人的印象是什么？
But I sincerely ask you, when someone sees the church today, what kind of image do they go away with?
今天一提到教会，
whenever we mention church,
我们听到许多讽刺的话，
we perhaps hear a lot of words that contains insults.
请问我们今天在座每一个基督徒是代表耶稣基督呢，还是让耶稣基督的名受羞辱？
So are we truly reflecting Jesus Christ, or are we bringing shame to the name of Jesus?
当我们回过头来看以弗所书一章二十三节的时候，
and when we turn again to verse 23 here,
我就扪心自问。
So I ask myself,
我说主啊，今天我不讲其他的教会，我只讲乌本的教会。
Lord, I will not even mention other churches. Let us just concentrate on the church here.
我看不出这个教会的元首是基督。
I cannot see that the head of this church is Jesus Christ.
我也看不出我们说，如果我们说基督是这个教会的元首，我也看不出这个元首他是万有的元首。
And if we say indeed Christ is the head of this church, I cannot see from this church that Jesus Christ is also head over everything.
我看不出这个 pleroma 这个丰盛在这个教会里面。
I cannot see the fullness of Jesus Christ in this church.
我一直看复习看到这里的时候，我整个人 stuck 在那里。
When I came to this point in my sermon, I become stuck.
我说主啊，问题在哪里？
And I asked the Lord, what is the problem?
你说的教会是这样，
You've shown us that the church should be here.
我们的教会是那样。
Our church is down here.
你说的标准是这样。
Your standard is up here.
我们的基督徒的见证是那样。
Our actual experience is down here.
刚刚过的礼拜三晚上我们去布道。
On the past Wednesday, we went out for evangelism explosion visitation.
那么我们去看一对夫妇，一个家庭。
We went to visit this couple.
我们跟他们讲福音，他在那边听。
And when we were sharing the gospel, they were listening.
到最后我们做见证的时候，
But when we started giving our own testimony,
我发现他在真正的在听。
Then I realized they were listening.
理论，你可以讲。
Oh, you can just talk about theory and we'll just listen.
但是当我讲到耶稣怎么样改变我的时候，
But when I start talking about how Jesus changed me personally,
我告诉他们我以前是个脾气多坏的人的时候，
I tell them how I used to have such a bad temper,
耶稣基督怎么改变我的时候，
How Jesus changed me,
他们听。
Then I truly discovered that they were listening.
但是他们还在反抗，
But they were also trying to not to accept.
哈利牧师当然嘛。
They say, Pastor Lee, of course.
注意听他下面那句话。注意听他下面讲的那句话。
Pay attention to what he has to say.
他说你们老人家了嘛。
Except you're old now.
他说你看你现在年纪那么大，当然应该有一点修养啊。
Of course, you're more advanced in age, so you have learned to control your temper.
哎呦，我当时就跟他讲，我说我发现很多人越老脾气越坏的。
And I have to share with him, I know many people who, as they grow older, their temper gets worse.
我说我很羞耻地告诉你，我们教会我也听说有很多基督徒做多年还是坏脾气的。
I have to admit frankly to you that there are many Christians in our church that I know who've been Christians many years.
就是不能控制自己。
But they still cannot control the temper.
没有办法把耶稣基督的丰富能够从身上活出来。
They cannot live out the fullness of Jesus.
后来那个人又说了。
And so they continued to answer.
当然嘛，潜移默化了，你也真是过了那么多年了，是慢慢慢慢改的啦。
Of course, it's so many years you have with each other and from the influence of all the others, that's why you were changed.
我告诉他，是的，是要慢慢的改。
And I agreed with him, yes, the change comes gradually.
很多的事情是要慢慢长进。
Many things take time to grow.
但是我要告诉你，我脾气的改变是神在我身上行的一个神迹。
But I have to tell you that changing of my temper is a miracle of God.
神在我身上，在很短的时间里面，把我从一个脾气很坏的人，变成一个比较温柔的人。
because it took place rather rapidly.
弟兄姊妹，到底问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
到底问题在哪里？
Where is the problem?
第一，
First,
今天的教会元首的地位被人所篡夺了。
Perhaps the headship of the church has been taken over by somebody else.
教会的元首的位置，那个宝座，已经不是基督坐在上面，是人坐在上面。
Perhaps on the throne that is the head of the church, Christ is no longer sitting on it, but a person.
有的时候是主任牧师坐在上面，有的教会。
Perhaps sometimes it is the senior pastor sitting on it.
有的教会是长老坐在上面。
Perhaps in some churches it's the elder.
有的教会是执事坐在上面。
Or perhaps it's the deacon.
有的教会是那个奉献很多的人坐在上面。
Perhaps in some churches it is those who give a lot financially.
总而言之，耶稣基督的宝座被篡位。
In other words, the throne of Jesus has been taken over.
我们心里面也有一个宝座。
There's a throne in our hearts as well.
很多时候我们心里面的宝座也被篡位。
Very often, Christ is not sitting on that throne.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个原因。
Brothers and sisters, this may be a reason.
第二个原因。
Second,
我们心里有一点安慰。
Perhaps we may be comforted.
达到保罗在这里所说的境界，需要我们一同经历，一同追求，一同长大。
It takes a long time for us to reach the level of what Paul is teaching here.
今年我们的题目是建立基督的身体。
So we adopted the theme for the church this year as building the body of Christ.
什么叫做建立？就是慢慢慢慢的增加成长。
Building already tells us it's an ongoing process.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一同在主的话面前接受这个挑战。
Perhaps we should just receive the challenge from God's words.
是的，我们现在在我们的生命当中还很不像耶稣。
Perhaps in our lives today, we still do not, are not like Jesus.
但是求主让我们愿意把像耶稣作为我们的目标。
But we ask the Lord to give us that desire to be like him.
但是保罗在这里讲不是一个一个的基督徒，而是讲到整个教会。
But Paul here is not saying for individual Christians, but the church together.
让我们在这个教会里面看见，慢慢慢慢基督的身体被建立起来。
Let us learn to grow together so that others can see the building of the body of Christ.
请我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
我盼望以后继续的跟大家查考以弗所书，就要查考这一段的经文。
Next time when I expound from Ephesians, I will be talking from these verses.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
He gave some to be apostles, prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers.To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
十三节，一直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。Pleroma.
And verse 13 says, Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness.Of Christ.
我今天就正式结束这个以弗所书第一章十五节到二十三节的这个分享。
Today will be the last time I expound from this particular passage, verse 15 to 23 of chapter 1.
但是求主继续的用这段圣经成为我们每一个人为这个教会的祷告。
But I ask the Lord to use this passage to continually to remind us how to pray for this church.
朋友。你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道。 信靠主而得到永生的祝福。